This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump met at the White House on Monday with one of the five women on his list to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died of cancer Friday at age 87. Mr. Trump has said he would announce his nominee after funeral services for her later this week, but he has floated the names of three women he appointed to judgeships during his term in the White House. The president mentioned Amy Coney Barrett by name, along with Barbara Lagoa, as he spoke to reporters before boarding his Marine One helicopter on the South Lawn. He did not confirm meeting with Barrett on Monday, but told reporters he might meet with Lagoa later this week when he travels to Miami. Both Barrett, a 48-year-old Midwestern Catholic, and Lagoa, a 52-year-old Cuban-American from Florida, are conservatives whom Trump appointed to federal appellate court judgeships in recent years. Also Monday, in remarks to reporters, the president called on the Republican-controlled Senate to vote on a confirmation of his Supreme Court pick before the November 3rd election. "I'd much rather have a vote before the election," Trump said. "We have plenty of time to do it." This is a reversal from the position he took 4 years ago when a Supreme Court seat became vacant in the final year of former President Barack Obama's second term, when he said the president following Obama should make the next pick. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the Democratic nominee hoping to prevent Trump's re-election, has said the victor in the November election should make the court selection after being inaugurated for a new White House term in January. And services for Justice Ginsburg will be held later this week in the U.S. Capitol building, and one more next week during her internment at Arlington National Cemetery. You're listening to VOA News. The U.S. Department of Justice on Monday threatened to cut federal funding to the cities of New York, Portland, and Seattle if they don't take measures to restore law and order. The department said those three cities have permitted violence and destruction of property to persist during recent protests. Attorney General William Barr said in a statement that he hopes the three cities will, in his words, reverse course and become serious about performing the basic function of government and start protecting their own citizens. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio held a news conference Monday at which he dismissed the threat as just one of President Trump's games. He called it thoroughly political and said it was insulting to New Yorkers. The list of three cities was compiled in response to a September 2nd memo issued by the White House, which directed the Office of Management and Budget to look into cutting federal funding to what it called anarchist jurisdictions. The Department of Justice said more cities could be added to the list. Protests erupted in cities across the United States following the May 25th death of George Floyd, an African-American man in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Protests took place in New York, Seattle, and Portland. Portland has seen more than three straight months of protests in the wake of George Floyd's death. The United States is imposing sweeping new sanctions on Iran to curb Tehran's nuclear, missile, and conventional arms threats after Washington asserted the United Nations arms embargo on Iran was reimposed indefinitely late Saturday. White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said Monday that U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is imposing new sanctions and export control measures on 27 entities and individuals connected to Iran's nuclear weapons program. A White House executive order lays out the plans to block the property of individuals involved in transferring arms materials and military equipment to and from Iran. The State Department and Treasury Department also outline how foreign individuals and businesses will be penalized for violations. Late Saturday, the U.S. asserted that all U.N. sanctions eased or lifted by the 2015 nuclear deal are reimposed and must be enforced by U.N. member states. But U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the United Nations will not take any action until a decision on the matter is made by the U.N. Security Council. China and Russia have rejected the U.S. position, while Britain, France, and Germany say the U.S. announcement did not hold any legal effect. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.